Virgin Radio. Now, I don't know whether I was mentioning earlier that I was watching the program last night with the aged care people and the teenagers on the ABC. Oh, my gosh, what a great concept this whole program is. And, of course, they've had the youngsters, haven't they, the four-year-olds with the aged care. And, by gee, it's just heartwarming, it really is. Joining me now, it's sort of a similar program, I think, and I'm looking forward to being successful. Annette Brown, General Manager of Wellbeing Services Southern Cross Care WA. Good afternoon to you, Annette. Oops, hello. Silly me. Annette, good afternoon.
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I don't know whether I'm comparing it to that television series or not, am I?
Oh, that's okay. That's a great comparison. Intergenerational therapy, older people having contact with children is a fantastic experience for them.
Look, I don't think it's making us think differently about generation gaps, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I think that program really highlights not just what older people get from access to children, but especially when it was around teenagers, it really showed the benefits of younger people having spending time with older people and the benefits they can really get from that.
Well, it just shows any age group can suffer with isolation and problems and not knowing how to deal with it, not talking about it. And it was made very clear last night. It was the first of the new episodes. And if people missed it, they should watch it on iView, but have a box of tissues with you because it's just absolutely gorgeous. The teenagers, I mean, anyone going through that time, that age group, it is difficult, I think, with working out life, what you should be, how you should look, how you should think, all that sort of stuff. And when you get the knowledge of an older person, that's not the family. The family find it hard, I think, to get through to children, and not always, obviously, but teenagers, they like to shut themselves off a bit. And it's just opening up. It's like having a nana and a poppy again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's like having a nana and a poppy who don't know you.
Yeah.
Get to know you in ways perhaps that relatives don't. And really forge a different kind of a bond, not necessarily a relative bond, but a friendship bond.
Well, it is exactly that, Annette. And the thing is, I think, if you're not connected by family, they're more prone to open up to somebody else, don't you think? They're not judgmental.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's fantastic. Look, I hope it continues, and I hope these programs do continue. Annette, tell us about the one you've got happening.
So at Southern Cross Care WA, we have a range of nursing homes in metro and country areas, and we run an activity program that really focuses on connection with community. And that connection, most recently, has been about connection with children. When we had COVID for the last few years, we really had to limit the exposure of our residents to children and vice versa. So we've been really pleased to get back into the program this year. And we have residents who go and visit people at primary schools. We have primary schools who come into our aged care homes and spend time with residents. And not just school children, we have play groups and we have childcare centres. And both groups get a whole lot of joy and pleasure from spending time in each other's company.
Oh, it's obvious. It really is obvious. What are the families of the children? What age group at the moment have you got coming to Southern Cross Care?
Oh, we have a range. So we have a child care centre. Their children come to our nursing home that's in Kalgoorlie. We have Success Primary School. They're year 5 and 6, working with our residents at Frank Prendergast House in Success. And we have teenagers from Trinity College visiting a number of our residents in our homes across the metropolitan area.
When you decided to do a program like this, which I'm only assuming is extremely successful, how did you approach the people that are now part of it coming to your residence? You know, like the teenagers, how did you say, come on, I want you to come and meet some older people? Did they sort of reject it or embrace it?
No, often it's making a connection with a school or a teacher first, and then seeing how we can help them, often with their curriculum or their activities that they need to provide, because it's a win-win then for both groups. And we get the support of the school or of the childcare centre, and that helps us with longevity of the program as well. We really would like to see those friendships that you talked about developing amongst our older residents and the children over time and over a number of visits.
Oh, without a doubt. Okay, comments, if you wouldn't mind, that you've heard from the children, and then comments from the parents of the children, maybe the older children or even the younger ones. What have they come up with?
children often ask about, well, children are curious and they ask things like, what is that machine? When they point to somebody's walker or a wheelchair, they're very curious and in a really innocent way. So it gives the older person a chance to talk about some parts of their life to somebody who is not a carer or their family member. Children, that curiosity of young children is just magic when you see it.
Well, they don't hold back, let's put it that way. they say what they want, don't they?
They do. And they often talk about or ask about how old people are. Many young children don't have a concept of old age or how old people are. And quite a few young children now are not really in physical, geographical contact, probably is a better word, with their grandparents or older people.
Yeah, so I was just thinking.
Might be the first time they've seen someone who's really old, who's got grey hair and quite a lot of wrinkles, and they'll ask about those sorts of things.
Well, maybe they should come and visit us here at Curtin. Only joking. We're very young and vibrant in here, let me tell you. What about the parents from feedback? The kids must go home. I hate that word. Children must go home and say to their parents what they had done with these older people. Do you know what the parents say about them?
We have parents who accompany the children into our home, so we do get a chance to talk to the parents, and the parents get a chance to talk to our older residents as well. And the parents are often amazed that there is so much activity going on in an aged care home. The programs that you see on ABC are fantastic because it lifts the lid on the daily life of people who live in a nursing home. Yeah. It's not all gloomy. There's lots of exciting things that they can choose to take part in or not as they wish. And there's a load of activity that is going on most of the time in an aged care home.
Oh, look, I'm sure there is, but a lot of people withdraw. You know, like on the program last night, there was a gentleman who just never wanted to leave his room. It was not the fact there weren't things to do. He just didn't have that initiative to get out and do it. Because you look at loneliness with approximately 40% of residents never receiving regular visitors. It's very sad. We're all going to end up like that one day.
It is, and, you know, loneliness is not just a mood, it gives you low mood, but it can actually affect your physical health, and how you want to eat or how you sleep at night and all sorts of aspects of your health. So combating that loneliness is a really important step to take.
Well, I'm so pleased that this is happening. You know, it took a television program to sort of get out and tell everybody, come on, let's just do something, and they've done it, and people are really getting such a benefit from it. It's so fantastic. Annette, thank you very much for joining us and telling us about that today.
Oh, you're welcome. And can I just say, if there's any schools or any teachers listening who would love to be involved in a program like this, we would also love to hear from you. Our website is Southern Cross Care WA, and there's links on there where you can contact us. Or even if there's individuals who'd like to come and visit some of our older residents and help them have connections and combat loneliness, we would love to hear from you.
I reckon that's a great idea. Thank you very much, Annette, and good luck. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny.
There you go, Annette Brown. What a lovely concept. You have to watch that program on iView because it was on air last night.